Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I'd like to have your attention, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to open the University Park Hotel. Thank you. Yes. It's a great day for all of us here, and especially the city of Cambridge, because we have this wonderful hotel to offer to the people of Cambridge. Today we're honored to have city officials, officials from Forest City and MIT, as well as executives from the Promise Corporation. In addition, you'll see a couple guys from the MIT Media Lab. This is actually being carried live over the internet. And to the best of our knowledge, it's the first ever ribbon cutting that's carried live over the internet. So thank you, Josh and Justin. Great job. We have some opening remarks this morning, and then after that, we're going to go for a tour up on the third floor to our wonderfully designed roof garden and conference centers, and the sales team will be able to give you a tour of the rooms. We'll have some refreshments and hors d'oeuvres. And then we'll also be able to take a tour of Sydney's Grill. We're also proud to be associated with Sydney's Grill, and the general manager of the restaurant, Elena Arpino, will be here to give you a tour. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome our friend and city manager, Mr. Robert Haley.
Thank you very much. This truly is a wonderful day and a beautiful building. The sad part and the great part about urban design plans is they take so long, first of all. In 1983, the city of Cambridge did an urban design plan for this area. And in 1988, the city council adopted the zoning. Always envisioned in that plan was a first-class hotel. And in 1998, 15 years later, or 10 years later, we have a truly first-class hotel. The DoubleTree Inn, operating the Inn at Harvard, and Rick Carbone, who's here, have always been great ambassadors of goodwill to the city of Cambridge and to DoubleTree Inns. And this whole concept of revitalization of Central Square, anchored by the development of University Park in conjunction with Forest City's and MIT. This is another example of good work well done. Welcome and thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Haley. And now it gives me great pleasure to present the mayor of the city of Cambridge, our friend, His Honor, Mayor Duhay.
Some of you may not realize that we have both a mayor and a city manager in Cambridge as part of our governance system, and I want you to know that the difference is that the mayor takes the credit and the city manager does the work. And I do congratulate him for his hard work, along with Forest City, in making this day and a number of days we've had lately actually come to fruition. On behalf of my colleagues in Cambridge government and all the people of Cambridge, I welcome DoubleTree Hotels to the city of Cambridge for the second time. We're delighted with this new building and the opportunities it creates for employment in the city, as well as the construction jobs that it created, and the income it will provide, not only to the state but to local government, because we have in Massachusetts a hotel and motel tax, so the more hotels we have, the more income it is to the city. So we're delighted to have you here. It's very exciting for the city. As the city manager said, it has been a long time coming. But as a person who's been on the city council for a long time, I have a special pleasure because I was around for the 1983 votes and the 1988 votes, and now here we are. It's wonderful, and again, my congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And now the Executive Vice President for the University Division of Promise Hotels, Mr. David Stivers.
you, Rob. First of all, let me acknowledge, congratulate, and thank our development partners at Forest City, at MIT, the City of Cambridge, and in particular at our Promise Development Team and Roger Swadesh. The group has done a wonderful job. We've created a wonderful and unique hotel which is going to serve the needs of the city, of our ownership partners, of the university, and of our employees and guests. We should be very proud of the hotel that we built here today. We have completed the first stage of the development process, and we are looking forward to making a very successful project here in the city of Cambridge. I'd like to take a moment and share with you where we are coming from at Promise Hotel Corporation with respect to our university project. As some of you know, DoubleTree has had a long-standing tradition in operating first-class hotels at major universities. This is the 9th hotel in our portfolio. This will now be the 6th hotel in our division, which is part of, or which is one of 20, this is one of 6 hotels in the top 20 universities in the country. We are very proud of that accomplishment. We are very committed to the university hotel market. We see it as a growing market, especially with respect to the increase in continuing education, both at universities and at major corporations. We are looking forward to making this hotel the cornerstone of our portfolio. We are committed to meeting the needs of our owners and guests and to meeting the unique needs of MIT. Again, congratulations. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to be your partner. We're looking forward to making this a wonderful success. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sirens. Now, as a master of ceremonies, I'm supposed to just introduce people and make it short and sweet, and I'm going to do that. But I can't introduce the next two without giving my personal appreciation, because both Roger Swadesh and Gail Friedland have put years of work into this project. And yes, we see a beautiful hotel, but nobody sees the work that went on for many years behind the scenes and the decisions that were made. So I'd like a personal thank you and a welcome to Mr. Roger Swadesh.
Thank you, Rob. You know, it's been over the past 3 years, I had the pleasure of working daily with this wonderful project. And I'd like to take a few moments to thank a couple of people that were involved. Thank you first to Forest City for partnering with DoubleTree Promise, especially Gail Friedland and the local Forest City team and their direction, leadership, and passion in overseeing this development and design. Thank you to MIT and their team of professionals like Peter Lewis for his direction and support. And thank you to Aaron and Schaffner for the creative interior design, and Errol Street for the innovative architectural design. We are happy and very proud to be part of the Cambridge community, and we were committed to be good neighbors. We are especially proud of our 150 employee team members and managers who partnered with us, both in the local community and the surrounding neighborhoods. With the official opening of the University Park Hotel at MIT, we open our doors to the community of Cambridge as your hotel for entertainment, employment, and enjoyment. And I want to personally thank you for allowing us to be part of your community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Swadesh. And now the person who is really the brains behind this whole thing and who's put 12 years of work into the whole Forest City development and just done a wonderful, outstanding job, Ms. Gail Friedland.
Well, this is another wonderful moment. The hotel is really the place where we welcome the public to University Park. We've done a number of buildings. We've got people who live here, but this is a time where so many people can, for a night, for a day, for an afternoon, for a meal, call University Park home. So we welcome all of you and are very proud of the team that put this together. I'm speaking to you now on behalf of the partnership that owns this hotel, and that is Forest City and MIT. Without MIT's involvement here, not only as a land owner, but as a partner and a very active partner in this project, now things are great, the hotel market is great, but when we started this project, those things were not true and were not self-evident. And without the assistance of MIT as our partner to make this happen, this project would not be here. And we are, all of us at Forest City, from the top down, are indebted to MIT, particularly to Glenn Straley and to Alan Bufford and to Phil Trussell and to Peter Lewis to be with us. And I have to say particularly to Phil and to Peter. I really want to dedicate this day, and I have many people to thank, but usually I thank the Forest City and the team members last. This time I hope you'll indulge me because this is such a special effort that it took that I thank them first. To Peter Lewis first, who knows every inch of this hotel up and down and everything that's here and everything that's not here. And to Bill Rainey, who led the team, the construction team at Forest City and was here night and day to make this happen, and to Rob St. Laurent, and to Karen Herring, who did all of the interiors and has been here tirelessly night after night putting all of this in place, and to our construction team who came from Cleveland to be part of this, to I'll come to their names in a minute. It really, an effort to put on a project that's this complicated is something that is very difficult to do. I also want to thank effectively our partner in this, and that's Star Market. To making this, it's very unusual to have a Star Market in the middle of a hotel, and to have them be able to open the Star Market in advance of the hotel. They had to live through so much of the construction, and we are debt to them for living with us and through this and operating and being so tolerant of the very difficult circumstances. So we thank them and think of them as being our partner in this project as well. Now let me go to the usual order of other people to thank in this project. And first, it's the city. The city has been with us, as Mayor Duhay has said, since 1988 and before when we did the zoning. And Mayor Duhay was on that original council and stood up and voted for this project. And we are indebted to him in particular because of his involvement on the council at that time. We also have a number of other councilors who are here. And they are here, they not only do their work in the council, but they come and they hold us to the line and they participate. And I would like to thank them for being here and to recognize them. I'm sorry, I've had a personal tragedy that I've just had, and I'm not exactly my full self today. My father died last week, so I'm just back from his funeral. Kathy Bourne and Henrietta Davis, and I think Michael Sullivan is here, and Tim Tooney is here, and also Ed Sullivan, Registrar of Deeds, is here, who his family certainly has been on the council, and his brother was on the council also with Mayor Duhay at the time that our project was approved. And to the city staff, who are wonderful, and it always starts with Bob Healy, having been there from the beginning back in the 80s, as well as the Community Development Department and all the other departments with whom we coordinate and have been actively involved in this project and redoing of all the infrastructure that's taken to put this project together. I also want to thank, of course, Suffolk Construction Company, who built this project and saw it through to the end and made a very complicated project of making the garage work with the hotel, with the 350 Mass Avenue building, and to thank John Fish and Chris Cavallis and John Lamar and Jim Resendiz and the entire Suffolk staff and the hundreds of men and women who actually physically built this project. Many of whom were Cambridge residents, to see and to stick through and build a quality project here. Building a building is one thing. Building it with the quality and dedication is something else yet again. And so I want to thank all the subcontractors as well as the men and women who've been involved in it. The other part of the team are our architects and our interior designers. And you can see what beautiful work they did simply being here. But to Arrow Street, Bob Flattery, the principal of whom we started this, to Jim Flanick, the project executive, to Kevin Turcock, the senior project architect, who oversaw and coordinated everything, and David Lloyd, who was the architect of the project as well, and to Ahern Chopper, to Kevin Ahern and Nancy, Kevin Chopper and Nancy Ahern, who stuck with us. We said we wanted to do something special here, not like a typical hotel, but one that represented the MIT community and the unique Cambridge community and felt like an urban lodge and a place where people would really make this their home. And they have come through and done that in spades, as I think you will agree when you look around here. I also want to thank MIT as part of the design. The artwork is not all up, so come again soon, but much of the artwork is through the efforts of working with MIT and the MIT Museum, and each floor of the hotel will have a different technology that is being represented. So when you come and stay, you stay on a different floor and see a different part of the MIT history and technology. The paintings that you see behind you are all done under a microscope of important scientific advancements that MIT has done, and that represents the community that makes Cambridge and this hotel very special. And we see this as not only being a home, but a gallery. And so we hope, as you see the pictures here now and you see the others that will come, that it took a tremendous effort on the part of MIT to work with us and to help translate that technology in a way that would turn it into art and something that all of us could enjoy. So please do wander around and enjoy doing that. The other part of the team is Walker & Associates, who built the garage, Steve Sieber and Art Stadig, and all of the team consultants and their staff. Hundreds of people worked on this project, and it took hundreds of people to make it turn out as well as it did. To some of the most of the consultants were working under Arrow Street, but a few others that I want to mention who were not. The Towerson and Associates, who did all the landscaping, and when you go up to the third floor roof garden, you do the ribbon cutting and walk through to the elevators, I think you will see for yourself the beautiful work that they did. And Vanessa Hangen and Cullinan did a terrific job here. So we thank all of them for making this project a reality, that this will be the beginning of breathing life into this place, into this special place, and into University Park. And we thank all of you for being here to help share that with us. The birthing process is one that is very special to all of us who've been part of it, and it's a pleasure for all of us to share it with you. I also have to thank our banker. Were it not for our banker who believed in us with the assistance of MIT, this project would not have happened, and that's Elliot Klein from Bank Boston. This was not an easy project to do, as all of us who have been here know, and so it gives us all special pleasure to be part of it. I also want to thank David LaRue and Jim Ratner. David LaRue is here today, who are executives in Forest City, and who have stuck with University Park and this project and MIT and the city when the times were tough. And we hope that we live up to their expectations in delivering to them a project that will be good for the city, but also good for the investors in Forest City. And I thank them both, David personally and Jimmy, who's not here today, for their continued belief in us and participation. I also want to thank someone else on our Cleveland staff, Ed Chenantry. Ed Chenantry is our hotel expert, and has helped translate our desire for a vision with the need to make this a wonderful hotel and to make it work and to set up the systems and to help make up for our ignorance that we've never done one of these before. And Ed has served as that bridge, and we thank you very much personally for your involvement. I also have now found and want to thank the people that I forgot from our Cleveland office who are involved in the construction, Glenn Minnick, and Rich Tresetta, and Fred Greetham, and Rex Roberts, who are on our part of our construction company, who came to help out and to help us see this construction through. So I'm sorry to be so long-winded, but I think it gives you some sense of the number of people that it takes to make this project work, and many of you are here who are part of that, and I want to thank you for it. And DoubleTree has been fabulous. They brought their whole team here. Roger has been involved from the very beginning and should take real credit for the birth of this, of making it work as a hotel, but at the same time something unique. And all of us feel a special bond to one another, and it's wonderful to be here together one another to enjoy this day. So I think without further ado, shortly we will go cut the ribbon and go upstairs for some refreshments. But before I do that, lastly, Forest City is very committed to being part of this community for the long term. And as part of this, we are presenting a check to the Cambridge YWCA for a very special program called the Hinge for Hope, of helping women who have not had opportunities and who have tremendous challenges to be able to move forward and make something of their lives. And so to help in that program, Loretta Davis is a wonderful director of the Y and has conceived of this program. And when we heard about it, we were very excited to do it as part of this. And so we are making a presentation of $15,000 of seed money for the Hinge for Hope program and are intending to have some of these women work in the hotel and otherwise work for companies within University Park. So we are giving our money, but we're also very much involved in making this project work. And we should all feel very good that there are such good organizations like this in Cambridge that we can help out. And whenever you have the opportunity, I encourage you to do so. And Forest City will continue to do so as well. And with no further ado, we will cut the ribbon and go up and have refreshments. And thank you all for being here. Thank you.